You're listening to the Podcast Network. Listen, learn, evolve.
Hello, and welcome to show number 9. I've been on vacation for a little bit, but I'm back and I have a great show ready for you. I'm your host, Tom Allen, and you're listening to TPN, The Jazz Show, here at jazz.thepodcastnetwork.com. If you've been listening to this show for a while and haven't had a chance to listen to many other podcast network shows, I encourage you to take some time and visit our main site, thepodcastnetwork.com. We're always looking for new and entertaining podcasts, so if you're interested in hosting a show or moving your current podcast to the podcast network, send an email to cameronreilly@gmail.com. That's cameronreilly@gmail.com.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Wayne Trammell, host of the Cranky Middle Manager Show. If you are stuck at work feeling like a Russian nuclear missile, that is, stuck in a silo, not being used for your main purpose, and could probably fetch great money somewhere else, but aren't really sure you'd like the consequences of that, you may be a cranky middle manager. Check out the show. We talk to the smartest people in the business and have a few laughs doing it. That's cmm.thepodcastnetwork.com. And don't let the weasels get you down.
I want to start the show off with a great track that's performed by the George Levis Group, called Train Shuffle. I really like this arrangement. You hear some contemporary jazz mixed with some traditional rhythms. It's a really great song. Thank you. Next up is a song by J.R. Bird. This guy is very talented, and as I've said in the past, being a bass player myself, I really like hearing songs with great bass lines. J.R., bass player, and you can find songs he's performed in multiple genres, but this track, Is That Right?, is a jazz tune. Most of you will find this track familiar. J.R. was kind enough to give me permission to use a portion of this song as my intro. Hey, thanks, J.R.
could go anywhere and find out what movie was number one in America last weekend. Monkeys could give you that. On Box Office Weekly, I'll tell you what made the most money and what it means. You also get TV ratings, showbiz news, and snarky commentary. I'm Daniel Kay, and I invite you to check us out at boxoffice.thepodcastnetwork.com. See you in the movies. Thank you.
That was Wait, performed by Ken Smith. Ken is a phenomenal bass player. Looks like we've just got bass players coming out today. You can visit Ken's site, myspace.com/KenSmith. That's KENNSMITH. Next up, a track from Clifford Lamb called Two But Not Two. Interesting title, but a great song. Very traditional sound with some great piano. Thank you. Our final track for this show is performed by a very talented saxophone player, Miana. This song has very smooth jazz feel to it. I'd love to feature more of Miana's work in future shows. Here's Chillin' at the Lake. Well, that does it for this show. I want to thank everyone for their support. This podcast is really starting to grow. Please pass on the site address, jazz.thepodcastnetwork.com. You've been listening to TPN, The Jazz Show. Comments or suggestions are always welcome. Email is jazzshowhost@gmail.com. Until next time, keep your groove on.
You're listening to the Podcast Network. Listen, learn, evolve.
This podcast was brought to you by Motorola.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for... Houston, we have a text message. Okay, open. Dude! That's awesome.